Chris, I think the question is, hey, haven't you got a point out of that? Possibly three.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we haven't got a point or three is because, you know, we've been sloppy for their two goals. And then, you know, we haven't taken our chances. You can't have, you know, we've had countless opportunities to score tonight, and you know, you can't miss them at this level. I think they've had three, maybe four shots and scored two goals, and then, you know, credit to them, they defended their box really well. Something we didn't do for periods in the first half, and it's cost us. And then, you know, we've got countless times we've gotten behind them, countless times we've got to the byline, put balls in the box. Look, you know, I think it was, looked like it wasn't going to be our night at all. We weren't going to score. You know, we've missed a penalty, we've hit the post, the crossbar, scrambles, deflections. You know, even the goals, I think it's hit the crossbar, come down, and then Kent's has stuck away and Robbo hit the crossbar. So, look, you know, in terms of the performance and how we play, it's what we're about this year at Newtown and what we want to try and do. You know, I thought there was many good things about our performance, the intensity, the desire, the way we played, the way we moved the ball, the way we shifted the ball, we created chances, created opportunities to create more chances as well, which we didn't take. So, you know, all in all, it's a performance. If you'd have offered me before the game, John, I would have taken it. Definitely, if you'd told me we'd have created the chances we were going to create before the game, we would have taken it. But, you know, they found a way to win tonight, and we haven't. We found a way to not to take something out of it, which is disappointing.
You know, we come down here early on last season, lost 2-0, and it was a bit of a drab affair. We didn't really have many chances. So, you know, as you said, that positive to take from this is the fact that we did carve them open countless times.
Yeah, you know, look, I think they changed their shape as well to try and match us. But, you know, we got on top of them in the second half. You know, it's important we start the second half well, being 2-0 down. And we did, you know, the first 10 minutes really give me the way we were going to play and how it was set for the second half. But, you know, look, you know, they've had to change their shape to try and match us up, and you know, we're still on front foot and still the better team. But you know, frustrating, disappointing are probably the two key words for this evening, because we've got no points when, you know, we deserved at least one, maybe three, with the territory, the possession and the chances that we've created. But, you know, look, it's the first game out of 32. You know, we're disappointed, but we need to use that now, disappointment, and make sure that, you know, we bounce into the training this week, and then we go again, you know, at Friday against Carnarvon, where we need to play to the same levels, but just be a bit more neat and tidy in both boxes.
Yeah, two debutants on the pitch from the start tonight, one off the bench, Ben Bailey and Sam Phillips, look like they slotted in well.
Yeah, you know, we're pleased that, you know, that's part of the pre-season programme, bedding players in on and off the pitch, and, you know, we're pleased about that. You know, Ben's a leader, he's got loads of experience, and Sam's a young player with a good pedigree and a good background. So, you know, I thought Sam did really well tonight. He's a good footballer, you know, linked up well with Alex Fletcher in the second half and caused them loads of problems. But, you know, we were just missing that. You know, you miss a penalty after 6 minutes and then 7 minutes, and then they go and score the other end, and, you know, we the players could have buckled, and the second half we didn't, and that's really, really important. You know, and that I was really pleased with that, you know, when we kept going and we kept going, we kept trying to find a way. And, you know, look, sometimes you don't always get what you deserve, but you need to make sure your performance levels are there, and they were there tonight. So they give us lots of optimism going forward. Just need to be a little bit neater and tidier in terms of some decisions we make, and, you know, we need to try and, you know, defend our box a little bit better, and when the ball's in their box, we need to take our chances.
Very animated down on the touchline tonight, as was most of the bench, when then balls were going in the box late on. Was there a sort of a moment when you thought that it wasn't going to be our evening?
I thought at 2-0 when we were, you know, for the first 15 minutes when we were on the front foot, and, you know, but you give them a little bit of credit as well, and, you know, they defended the box really well. And, you know, they probably had a little bit of luck as well, you know, the amount of times the ball's been flashed across the face, and, you know, the way the game went. But, you know, like I said, you know, I don't want to be a you know, someone who taps the players on the back and says, well done, because you play well, but we've lost the game. And, you know, that can't happen. So we need to make sure that, you know, we use the disappointment from tonight and make sure we take that into Tuesday and next week training. And then we bounce into the Friday night game at Carnarvon, and, you know, make sure that we put a positive performance on and get the points.